Former Governor Bob McDonnell was facing 2 years in prison for allegedly accepting gifts and loans from a wealthy businessman in exchange for promoting a dietary supplement. The justices of the U.S. Supreme Court ruled his actions were not illegal, echoing statements from the defense that the conviction was based on an overly broad definition of corruption. Former Attorney General Mark Early praised the decision.
The kind of things that Bob McDonnell did were not criminal and were not within any common sense definition of official acts.
Franklin County Republican State Senator Bill Stanley says the ruling was long overdue.
The Commonwealth of Virginia awoke from a 2-year nightmare to discover that it was only a bad dream, and that, like we had felt in our hearts and knew in our souls all along, our governor had been wrongly convicted.
Those against the ruling say it seriously impedes law enforcement's efforts to stop corruption, like Noah Bookbinder, the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, who says if you want the government to listen to you, you had better be prepared to pay up. Ian Price, WFIR News.